1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. It's 56 degrees in Holland at 8:21. Time now for Random Ramblings with author, housewife, and all-around good lady, Diane Lowe. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Thank you for lying about me.
Well, I'm not. I'm just not even flattering. I'm just trying to be honest.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. But we should be playing more of, shall we say, spooky music.
Yes, we should.
with this segment, tell us a little bit about the New Salem Corn Maze coming up.
Well, the New Salem Corn Maze is such an awesome place to go for a family, for a group, for individuals, and it is run by my awesome neighbor, Jeff Lenhart, so I brought Jeff in. And we're going to be kicking off, he's going to be kicking off the whole corn maze in a week from Friday, and I'm going to let him tell you about it because it's a really, really cool race for a really, really good reason.
Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi there. We start off next weekend, September 27th, with what we call the Wurst Festival, as in bratwurst, and we are doing it for a lot of charities. Our main charity that weekend is for wounded soldiers. It's an organization called War Horse, helps wounded soldiers and their families, but we try to tie in a bunch of charities. I'm a real big believer that if you want to make some money for your deal, just come out and help us, and we will make sure you're rewarded. So we got different groups helping us set up, tear down, clean up, and stuff. But Saturday morning, we got hooked up with the Blood Bank, Michigan Blood, out of Grand Rapids, or locally Michigan deal. And a lot of that is not just blood donors. It's bone marrow to help, like, leukemia kids.
Very noble effort there.
Yeah, and what I learned from getting tied in with them is to find donors, healthy, strong donors between the ages of 18 and 44, I believe it is. It's hard to do because that type of person is very active and not self-centered, but very
busy.
So, and then when they do find one, the match to help somebody is like only 1 in 10,000. So that's what we're trying to do. But we're having a race, a 5K race. A little bit different race. It's a trail race with an obstacle course. We're giving you 10 flags, and because we are a haunted house, we are calling it like run for your everybody run. It's a bloodbath, and we release 10 witches. And the
we're fleeing.
The witches try to get your flag. So it's not so much about speed; it's more about stealth also.
Now, can you still sign up for that?
Yes. You can walk up that day and sign up.
Same day. Is there a fee to be part of
$25 that? $25 if you register soon, and I think it's $30 the day of. I can't guarantee you a bloodbath shirt that day. I mean, if you didn't pre-register. But
okay, and the money goes towards that charity?
Yes, to Michigan Blood. Yes. Okay. And then all day, starting Friday night, we have classic rock music. All day Saturday, we have bands. We got some really good bands. They're cover bands, but one's called Rock Show. They do a whole parody of classic rock. Sunday is my personal favorite day. We're kind of a German community out there. We are giving that one to St. Mary's Catholic School, and it's a German food. They're preparing a bunch of German food. You can actually, that day, other than just bratwurst, they have a wurst plate, and you can get metwurst, bockwurst, a lotwurst, whatever. And then we're having polka bands. But my favorite thing of that day is we're having a wiener dog race.
And this is new.
This is new, yes. Yes, and I would not have believed there were so many little wiener dogs in West Michigan. I got practically more wiener dogs signed up than runners for the other race.
But watch them out, because my wife's loves weenie dogs and would love to have one. By the way, we'll stop for a moment to tell you that it is 56 degrees in Holland at 8:25. We'll have the Osgood File coming up momentarily. Jeff, I do want to ask you a question about the maze. Because of weather conditions this year, a little bit better to set it up this year, or does it really matter at all?
Last year was horrible because of the drought, the corn. We got two mazes. We got a totally kid family friendly maze, and then we've got a haunted maze. We got a haunted woods also. But last year, the haunted maze, the corn was so short, my poor corn stalkers, they practically had to crawl on their hands and knees to scare you. But this year, the corn is fabulous.
And that's one of the things I wanted to make sure people knew. This is a 100% family-free part of this whole maze. I mean, you can bring your kids, your grandma. I mean, there's a total place for just family who don't want to go to the scary part. There's a place for that, correct?
True. We got two different entities. Daytime, you can have a hayride, pick pumpkin cider, donuts, petting zoo. Nothing evil, spooky Halloween, because I know some people don't like Halloween. They like autumn and harvest.
Right.
But if you like spooky, I would say we're the best in West Michigan.
Now, Jeff, for those, and we always have people who are new to the area, that may not know exactly where the New Salem Corn Maze is. Tell us a little bit about where the location is.
Our mailing address is Door. We're just a little village called New Salem. We're just on the north edge of Allegan County, where Ottawa, Canton, and Allegan all come together, actually, right where Diane lives. And we became the Witches of New Salem as a joke, because I've got a wife and three daughters, and they're very creative, and we live in Salem Township, so we kind of stole those Salem witch trials, and that's our haunted house, is the Witches of New Salem, but we're really not evil.
Yeah, I know the area a little bit, because my sister and sister-in-law and my brother-in-law used to live in Burnham's.
Yep.
So yeah, before they moved to the Holland area, and Miss Kermes over there, but still,
Kermit's,
it's a lot of fun.
Yep. Now, we can also find you at witchesofnewsalem.com.
Our New Salem Corn Maze.
Our newsalemcornmaze.com.
Yep.
And Facebook.
I actually have my own Facebook page, which is a joke because I don't even know how to do it, but my daughters have blown me right out of the water on Facebook.
So is that New Salem Corn Maze Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. So I think if you would just Google New Salem Corn Maze, you would find it somewhere, because every year it gets bigger and better and more people find out about it.
So, Jeff, again, repeat what's going on. I believe it's this coming weekend?
No, it's the 27th, 28th,
and 28th. So it's next weekend, but really it kicks off the corn maze season for you guys, right?
Am I mistaken? No, that's our kickoff weekend, September 27th.
Yep. And then another six weeks of
we go through
excitement.
We go the weekend after Halloween. We go till November 2nd, weekend.
Indeed. This for opening weekend is for a good cause, but it's a lot of fun.
It is. Like I said, it's so family friendly if that's what you want. But if you want the bejeebies scared out of you, which I don't, take a chance on that too.
We'll have bouncy houses, train rides, pony rides for the kids on the worst festival weekend.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. It's a great family place to go.
Indeed it is. And Diane Lowe, we appreciate all these random ramblings that you had for us today.
Thank you.
And next week we'll see you at the same time?
I believe so.
And we'll have some, well, let's put it this way. Don't tell us what's coming up.
I don't even know yet.
Jeff, good luck not only opening weekend next weekend, but also throughout the entire run of the maze. Lots of fun. And again, it's not that far of a drive. It's about a 20-minute drive from here on the Holland.
Bring your wife out. There's wiener dogs.
Oh, boy. I will let her know. Diane, Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe on 1450 WHTC, 56 degrees in Holland.